90.1 FM Turmoil from the new Undead album that was entitled Undead, and the new album is called Act Your Rage. Let me run down what we played, then we'll be talking to Bobby Steele, guitarist, singer for the Undead. Started off with Phobia with Cyanide from the Revenge of the Kamikaze Stegosaurus is from Outer Space. That's on Action Records. Cat O' Nine Tails from West Germany with Mirror, and that's from the Human Error Cat O' Nine Tails split EP on X-Mist Records. The Undead ending up the set with Undead from Act Your Rage. With me in the studios, Bobby Steele. How you doing, Bobby?
All right.
It's been, about 4 years since you were last here.
Yeah.
A lot's been happening. Well, I guess a lot hasn't been happening until the last few months.
Yeah, no, just like actually, things started to pick up like during the summer of 77. I mean, 87. Wow, I'm lost. And then last year, things started to really move good. Back in September and October, we went out to the West Coast, did a small tour. And that was like when like things really started to happen. And we had this record in the can, and nobody wanted to touch it. We brought it to every label in the country, and none of them wanted it. So we, you know, the Misfits thing got really crazy. I had like 100 Misfits 45s just like stashed in a box. So I took those out and put those on the market, sold those out, and put the record out myself. And it's going great.
So you started out with the Misfits and you left them about 81 or so, and now 6 years later, they're still helping you out, I guess.
Kind of, yeah, kind of, whether they like it or not.
Back when you weren't here last, you really didn't have a steady band. Nowadays, it seems like you've got that going.
Now, I've found people that I can work with.
Well, why don't you tell us who's in the band?
Okay, right now I got, on bass I have Tim Taylor, who was formerly with US Chaos and The Chosen Few. And our drummer is Eddie Enzyme, who was also with US Chaos. And so the band was, Fahrenheit 451, yeah. And they're great guys. I mean, they're like, you know, they're guys that really want to, you know, be in the band that's going to make it. They're like, you know, they're not like, you know, just going for the ride. They're in there doing just as much work as I am practically, so.
Are they the same players that are on the new album, Act Your Rage?
No, this album is old stuff. I mean, this is, most of the stuff is Steve Zing. It's also got some other drummers on there. We got Richie Metallion, who I don't even know who he's with now. I know he was with Cities just before he joined the Undead. And also have Andy Cardenas, who was with Luna.
Because I saw the dates on the album, and they range from like 1982 all the way up to 1985, 86.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, you know, were these recorded, you know, the year you wrote them, or were they just all, you know, you were just holding them?
No, they weren't recorded necessarily when I wrote them. We started recording this album in January of 84, and we finished recording it in about, I think, sometime in 86. And we actually got the final mixes just this February. We just did the final mixes on the last three songs and put it out, and it's like...
And things have been going great. You've already sold out two pressings.
We're already going into the third pressing, and we've got, you know, quite a few orders going into that already. And distributors, I mean, these distributors will take a couple hundred records, and they're gone within a few hours, and they're calling us up saying we need more, and we're like, well, we're going to have to wait another month because we got no more. You know, it's like,
but it's unusual for the distributors to even be saying that. Usually you have to keep on top of them.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
This tells you how good the record's doing.
Yeah, we've told like a lot of distributors to just, you know, basically take a walk, except we didn't say it quite that nicely. We just like, you know, important records, you know.
One deviation from your early days, I guess I can say, is that whereas the Misfits sort of deal with the horror, gothic, rock type of thing, you're more based on, I guess, the late 70s sort of Ramonish type punk, the Adolescents, type of stuff. And more love songs are included in here, too. And
we're more tongue-in-cheek, you know, than the Misfits were. You know, Misfits were, like, a little bit too serious about the horror thing. I mean, we kind of, like, goof around with it and, you know, play with the whole thing. We, like, you know. We're not serious about, you know, horror or any of that kind of stuff. We just, you know, it's, you know, you don't go to a movie to, like, actually have a heart attack. You go to a movie to have fun, you know, so that's the way we look at it.
All right, why don't we listen to another song? This is what you hope will be the big hit, Put Your Clothes Back On.
Yeah, well, this is getting a good response so far.
Okay, The Undead from their new album, Act Your Rage. With me in the studio is Bobby Steele, guitarist, and I guess he's doing the singing still.
Yeah.
And this is Put Your Clothes Back On. This is going back to 1984.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said,
From the new Undead album, Act Your Rage, that was Put Your Clothes Back On. With me in the studio is Bobby Steele. And I was just asking Bobby if there was a lot of overdubbing done on this. And, of course, he says there was. And, in fact, you spent some time at the Media Sound Studios in New York.
Yeah. Well, I worked there for about 9 months. And I got to, you know, I just graduated from audio engineering school in the city. And I got this job at Media Sound. And I really was lucky because I was able to work the graveyard shift, which was when Steve Thompson and Mike Barbiero were doing all their production work. And in case you don't know who they are, they're the guys responsible for Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, Metallica, and Justice for All. They did a special remix of Wasp's Wild Child, and dozens of other, like major hit records these guys do, and they've got a sound that's all their own. And I had the opportunity of, sitting with these guys for as much as, 24 hours straight, just listening to what they were doing and watching what they were doing and just talking to them and learning a lot. And, I mean, these guys are incredible, you know. And, I mean, they'll spend 24 hours working on one song, just mixing it over and over again. I saw what they were doing, and I got an opportunity to use the same room that they were using, and I went in there, and I remixed Evening of Desire and Undead there, and I just used all their techniques. It's great.
So unlike other bands who just walk into the studio cold, you've actually got the experience and know-how on what to do, which is a big
plus. I got a pretty good idea of what I'm doing now. So.
Which is a real plus for the band.
When I started recording this album, I didn't know anything, and so I just kind of stopped and went to school, took a year off, and then went back and finished the album.
So you're really dedicated to the music then? Unlike some bands who just walk in,
Yeah, we're not doing this, this is not a hobby or a joke for us or a game, where, mom and dad's bucks will, support us afterwards, and this is something, I have no other real career or anything, in mind. This is my career, and this is, the only thing I really know how to do. If I don't do this, it's Bowery.
Do you think the name of the band should be changed? I mean, the Undead people sort of get that, horror, gothic.
I don't
rock
care, type. I mean, we've been told since day one, you're never gonna get signed with a name like the Undead. And I was like, hey, I don't care. It's people like it. Record companies don't like it. The industry people don't seem to go for it. But the people that buy the records and listen to the radio stations and support everything, they like it. So, they're the bottom line, not the, not the president of CBS Records or any of those jerks.
And recently the band's been playing out again.
Yeah.
Which is great. How does that, is it a little bit of a shock? When was the last time you were actually on the road and,
Before we started doing it again.
Yeah.
Oh man, 82.
So it's been about 5-6 years in between.
Yeah, we took a good 5 years off. 87 we did a little bit of touring, but the people that were in the band at that point really weren't serious enough about it. So I got these new guys, and they're into it, and they're into sweating it out a little bit and roughing it. And so we're going for it.
You see a big change in the crowds from 82 to 89?
Yeah, well, in 82, people didn't want to pay to see shows. They, they expected that, this was, they kind of looked at us musicians as if we were religious people or something like that, and that, we were doing this as some kind of a mission and we shouldn't be getting paid for it. They expected musicians to snap our fingers and have money materialize, and nobody really financially supported the bands then. And now people are, they're more understanding. They realize that, we got to make a living somehow, so I think the audience is just a lot better now.
Yeah, they're more in tune with the music.
They're more in tune with the needs of the musicians. It's, the whole anarchy scam is over now, so bands are able to survive a little better.
Okay, why don't we get to another song? Yes, I know we don't have too much time, but I want to get as many in as we can. This one's called "Evening of Desire." You wanted to give a little background on this, or
this song? Okay, we're expecting to hear some controversy on this song because of the lyrical content, but if there's any, feminists out there who want to complain about this, maybe you should talk to my girlfriend who was actually helped inspire this song and who, there's a lot of people out there who do these kind of things, and this is not a song that condones rape. This condones just fantasy with between monogamous couples. Okay, and you know, so don't try this at home. That's all I can say. Don't try this at home.
Okay, from the new Undead album, Act Your Rage. This is Evening of Desire here on Turmoil. Evening of Desire, new music from, well, we'll call it new music from the Undead. That's from 1985, they did that one. Guitar in that one is great. In fact, the next song I'm going to play is an older one from 1981 called Give Me Your Autograph, and we'll hear the, you know, I guess the differences in guitar work and how far you've progressed in those 4 years. Give Me Your Autograph, John Lennon, I guess. It comes to mind right away. And
this was basically like my feelings about, like, you know, the whole psychology behind why this guy shot John Lennon. There's, you know, a whole bunch of people out there, and this is something that, you know, people should be, you know, should be aware of by now, that, you know, a lot of violence is spurned from people who just have, like, very bad inferiority complexes, and they start living their lives through other people, and it can sometimes become, like, really twisted, as in the case of John Lennon, and that's what this song is about.
It was very strange that there was a punk band or even someone in the punk scene even acknowledging John Lennon, because, you know, the Beatles whole thing.
I had to do something. I mean, I threw up on the guy in 1979. I got to do something, you know.
But not too many bands are actually, you know, when you talk about their influences, they usually cite other punk bands. You're not afraid to say Alice Cooper.
Most bands, that's because most of the punk bands are posers and are afraid to, like, admit their roots. I mean, you know, like, in 1978, 79, it was like, nobody would admit that they were, like, influenced by the Beatles or Jimi Hendrix. Okay, you're going to tell me that if you were, like, 20 years old in 1978, you weren't listening to music before the Sex Pistols came out. There were a lot of liars and a lot of posers out there that wouldn't admit their roots. I mean, people who were like influenced by the Doors and Black Sabbath, who, when I was saying that I was into those bands, were telling me, "Don't say that, don't say that." And now they're coming out and they're doing what are basically, you know, almost sound-alikes of those bands and saying, "Oh, these were my favorite bands," but 10 years ago they denied ever hearing of those bands.
Okay, this is called "Give Me Your Autograph." Check out the guitar work in this as compared to the "Evening of Desire." The Undead, "Act Your Rage," is the new album. Bobby Steele here in the studios with me. I'm Steve Kreitzer. The show is called Turmoil. We're here until 12:30. Right now, some more Undead. FM Turmoil, "Give Me Your Autograph" from The Undead. Here in the studios, Bobby Steele, and you could probably hear the differences in guitar work, how much you've progressed. That's sort of like a Ramonish type of early 70s punk type of tune.
It's not really that my guitar playing has improved as much as that I've just like learned more how to record to get the sounds that I want. Where before it was just like, I mean, when we recorded this song was before I went to school, and we had like this other producer who was just like really didn't know anything, but just like was able to talk like to sound like he knew what he was talking about. But really, as soon as I found out he didn't know what he was talking about, we got rid of him and just salvaged whatever we could. This guy really couldn't like get the sounds that I wanted. He had his own ideas of how it should sound, and I just had to like make the guitar just like, you know, bigger from, you know, what was already there. He had recorded like very thin and everything, but if we were able to re-record this now, I would still be playing it the same way, but the sound would just be on the guitar, just be a little bit different.
Yeah. Talk about doing the things your own way. You've got your own label, in fact, Post-Mortem Records. Why don't you tell people a little bit about that? Because you put out a few 45s and also an album, Nine Toes Later.
It's just basically, you know, nobody wants to touch the band, you know, as far as the industry goes. So I just said, you know, hey, you know, 12 o'clock yet? No. But anyway, I said that, you know. And but, I said those things you can't say before midnight here. And I just decided to do it all myself. I mean, it was like, for the longest time, we were getting, you know, shoved around, jerked around by industry people, and we were getting nowhere. And I was just seeing these, you know, these bands that were getting signed to these companies that would, you know, they'd sign them as a punk band, and then, you know, oh, we love your band and everything. They'd sign and put out a record and say, okay, for the next record, now you got to do this. And, you know, I'm not about to do anything that anybody tells me. I mean, you know, that was one of the reasons I got kicked out of the Misfits, was because I wasn't going to buckle down to, you know, even those guys. And, you know, I got a mind of my own, and I think for myself, and I do things I want to do, and I make my own judgments. And I think that people are smart enough to listen to more than just one style of music. You know, I don't go for what these record companies think, that people are morons and can only listen to one thing. And so I just, you know, until they can understand better, I just do it myself.
What amazes me, though, cracks me up, is every few years I go to a convention, a record company convention, or a college radio convention, and there's always these record company people who always say, well, we know what's good.
Yeah.
And how do they know? You know, that's why I like playing a lot of the independent stuff, because...
You don't like that. You like this.
Yeah, right. You know, it's how come you're not playing this record? It's a good record. Everybody else is playing it, and we know what's good for you guys to be playing. And
yeah, they've been like messing up college radio a lot lately. Now that BMI is starting to pay royalties on college radio airplay, the major labels are coming, and they're putting like some major pressure on college stations. I don't know what they're doing with you, but stories that I've heard is just like... I mean, I don't know why stations just don't say, you know, hey, get lost anyhow. I mean, you know, from what I've heard, like some college stations have to, you know, pay like a fee to get serviced by these major labels.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you know, why bother? Save yourself the money. There's plenty of independent labels with better music that'll send you their records for free.
Right. And Postmortem's one of the independent labels. Why don't you give the address? So if people want to write to you on the off chance you might have a record laying around for sale, or to just get information about the band.
Yeah, you can get, you know, I mean, you can order stuff through the mail from us, and, you know.
You also have a video out. I just remembered
We got a video out. Somebody's bootlegging it already, and we're actively pursuing, trying to track down who the person is that's making it, and we won't take legal action. We'll just take our own physical action against them, because the law is not behind us at all. We reported them to the FBI, and the FBI was like, well, we don't handle those kind of things. I was like, well, then I'll handle it myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to write to us, you have any questions, it's Postmortem Records, and it's Post Office Box 358, New Milford, New Jersey. The zip is 07646.
Okay, we're going to get on to some more music right now. This one's called We Don't Want the Poor in New York City. A little bit of controversy there, I guess, but... recorded back in 83, or written in 83, and most of these themes are still relevant here in 1989.
I think more now than... when I wrote this song, it was like, it wasn't cool. You know, the homeless thing was like, you didn't even hear about it back then. It was like an uncool thing, and I was walking home, and I'm seeing all these people that are like living in cardboard boxes on the street and everything, and it really just like, you know, it got to me. And like, in the course of walking from... what was it, like 2nd Avenue and 7th Street to my house on 4th Street, I wrote the song, and just like, the words just came right to my head, the melody and everything, and just ran home and ran upstairs, and just before I forgot what, you know, what was in my head, I just put it down on tape, and we recorded this, I think we recorded this in 86.
Right, okay. Here in the studio is Bobby Steele from The Undead. The new album is called Act Your Rage. This is called We Don't Want the Poor in New York City, here on Turmoil.
We don't want the poor in New York City. In America.
90.1 FM Turmoil. We Don't Want the Poor in New York City from The Undead. Their new album is called Act Your Rage. With me in the studio is Bobby Steele, leader, founder, guitarist, studio extraordinaire, I guess. Yeah, he does it all.
Manager. You name it.
And we're here featuring the album, playing a few cuts off of it. If you can find it, pick it up. It's well worth the price, whatever it is these days. Everything's gone up. Available on CD?
Not yet. We're working on that.
That's the big controversy now. Should punk be on CD?
I think it should.
It's whatever, you know, works out best, I guess. I still don't have a CD player.
I mean, hey, look at CDs. You can spill beer on it. You can spill soda on it. Just wipe it off and put it back in the player, and it plays.
Okay, next song we're going to feature is a reworking of Eve of Destruction. And it still amazes me how things that, you know, you lose track of time. The years pass by so quickly, and then you hear a song and you go like, geez, that's still relevant today.
Yeah, you know,
and
it's like,
and this is like another one. And this is another one. Not much has changed. Either it's the same administration, I guess, is part of it, or either we're getting older and the years are getting closer together.
It's not the administration, it's people. I mean, you know, the administration is just, you're talking like one guy who's really doesn't have that much power, really. You know, he delegates jobs, that's about all he does, you know. But I mean, like, if you want to make a change, you know, don't keep, you know, expecting the government to do it, because, you know, we're the government, you know. And if you're seeing homeless people out in the street and you're saying, why doesn't the government do something, why don't you give the person a dollar? You know, it makes a big change, believe me. You hand a homeless person a dollar, and that makes their day. And I don't care who you are. I mean, I'm on Social Security. I get $400 a month, and I'll go out there and I'll hand dollar bills out to homeless people occasionally. So I don't want to hear anything from anybody that they can't give somebody a dollar. I see too many people that don't give a penny to homeless people, and it's like, don't complain about it. You know, if you really want to see the world change, you know, if you really want to see revolution, man, dig into your bank accounts, pull out some money, and walk down the street and give it to the people who need it.
Okay. One thing I wanted to ask you is, you've seen the progression of punk rock from beginning to end. What are your feelings on the progression? Has it been sort of a positive growth, a negative growth, or has it just been, you know, steady?
It was negative growth for quite a while. Now it's starting to get back to, like, a, you know, where things are starting to get good again. We're starting to get some real punk bands instead of these, you know, generic sounding bands. We're starting to get some really good punk bands that really have individual sounds. Out in LA, there's a band called Haunted Garage that are just, like, great. We have a few other bands in New Jersey that are starting to come around. You have The Fiends, we have Big Nurse, and from Staten Island there's a band called New Rose, and these bands are just incredible bands, but they're not generic thrash bands. I mean, when you hear their records, you know, you'll be able to recognize these bands, you know. You won't say, oh, is that so-and-so, or is that so-and-so, or is that so-and-so, and then the DJ says, well, this was, and it's a totally different band than you ever thought it was, because they all sound alike. There's a lot of good bands coming out that actually sound like individuals, and it's about time.
What are your feelings on the growth of metal influences on some of the punk bands? Sort of made it more generic sounding to me.
It depends. I mean, like, this album is, like, you know, very metal influenced, but, like, you know, it still isn't generic. I mean, you don't have to be generic if you don't want to be. A lot of these bands are just selling out. You know, they're just, you know, well, it's good for Metallica, it's good for us, and, you know, it's not. Metallica did it because they're Metallica, you know. Other bands aren't Metallica, and, you know, you just can't do it that way.
Okay, let's talk about Eve of Destruction. Why the rewriting of the song?
It's just a friend of mine, just, like, you know, one night we're partying, he's like, you know, it'd be a great song for you guys to do. I said, why? He said, Eve of Destruction, and I was like, I don't know, man. I listened to it, and I said, yeah, it's a good song, you know. And I, you know, rather than, like, you know, speed it up or thrash it up, which was, you know, the trend, I figured I wanted to keep it as true to the original, you know, feel and speed, and just add, you know, the Undead sound to it, rather than, you know, trying to, like, you know, like the Dickies did this song and, like, did it about five times as fast. We weren't, you know, not out to make a song faster. We were just out to make a song better. And, you know, I think we did it. You know, we came up with this, like, instrumental part in the middle that was, like, not part of the original song. The chord structure is totally different. It just, these things just, I mean, they sometimes just come to you, like, in the middle of the night. You just, like, wake up and, like, yeah, that's what I got to do. And you stick it in you, and that's, like, you know, what makes the song.
Okay, Eve of Destruction, a reworking from The Undead here on Turmoil.
They're coming out in force tonight. They're coming out.
90.1 FM Turmoil with music from The Undead. That was Hollywood Boulevard. Before that, Eve of Destruction. With me here in the studios, Bobby Steele, guitarist and singer of The Undead. You're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. Let's get the illegal stuff on the side. And Bobby's got... I guess we've talked ourselves out.
Yeah,
I hear you have some stuff to give away before you leave tonight.
We're going to give away two albums. Okay, the first two people can call and... tell us what band did this song in 1979. We'll get a copy of the album, the first two callers.
Okay, and this is called R-A-T-T-F-I-N-K, or Ratfink for short.
And if you can't guess who it is, then whoever the first person who calls with the biggest tatas.
Okay, the end of the number here, 516-632-6901. Who did this song back in 1979? The